Thank you, Steve. Great job. It is WGN. Bill Leff is at a toy symposium in Paducah, Kentucky.
She's serious.
He will return on Friday. Harry Tynowitz is sitting in Bill Leff's seat today. I'm Wendy Snyder, and Dane Neal joins us each and every other Wednesday. And wow. Dane is back. Hi.
Wow. It's good. It's good to see you.
I haven't seen you
in a long time, right?
Because over a month.
You have. You've been, you know, going through the procedure. And you are coming through with flying colors. Harry, I see on a regular basis. He's in right after me on Saturdays. And so I noticed, and for the listeners out there that, you know, are looking or driving or whatever, can't be on the website, he's so dressed up today. Normally, because he's a, you talked a little bit about the acting on the method side, he's always wearing sports attire on the weekends. And here he is dressed as a talk show
Argyle
host.
Sweater, dude.
Yes.
Would your wife dress you today?
She did. Well, you know, I just look, you know, I got the, you know, the Dockers on first, and then I just had to match the sweater that had the Tigger on it also.
The Garanimals for adults. Bill Leff wears those, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a reason for that.
Now, Dane, of course, is on the weekend on the road, and you had a nice holiday and everything. I haven't talked to you since
then. Yeah, everything went pretty well, and, you know, the Christmas and the New Year's and all that kind of stuff, and we'll be talking about some of the adventures afterwards this weekend on the program, some of the transformative travel, family road trips, and all that we experienced, but excited to be here with you guys today.
Well, thank you for joining us. Yeah. You've brought a guest.
I have. Okay, so, you know, when you think about the pilgrimage for great events, great food, Chicago is that destination. And when you can add in a really important and good cause to it, I think you're way ahead of the game and excited to have. So the Jean Bonchet Awards are happening. And it is, you've heard me talk about the James Beard Awards before, kind of a national award. We've been, you know, involved with that on the red carpet and covering it and all those personalities. A lot of our Chicago restaurants and personalities that are national figures oftentimes themselves compete for the Jean Bonchet Awards. And
that's just Chicago?
It's Chicago. In the region, right? Is it? Okay, well, in studio, let's introduce her. So Sarah Evans, she's the development director for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. She is part of that great cause that this award ceremony supports. And so, Sarah, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks
Hi, Sarah.
For having me.
Now, how does Cystic Fibrosis Foundation hook up with these food awards?
It's an excellent question.
Yeah. So about 20 years ago, we started a gala, fundraising gala, like all charities do. So we had our Grand Chef's Gala. A couple years into that, they wanted to find a hook or something to do to make it a little different. Jean Bonchet had just retired. Obviously, it being a food event itself, they thought it would be a really good idea to host a culinary awards program during the gala. So that's how it started. Jean Bonchet was on board. He had nothing to do at this time. La Francais had closed. So he joined the fight for finding a cure for cystic fibrosis
what
at the
great
time.
Guy.
And so we've been doing it ever since. And about 3 years ago, the event grew and grew and grew. And so now we hold it on its own night. It's its own awards program. So we're having it this Sunday.
Congratulations for it growing, and obviously it benefits the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation tremendously.
And there's many different awards. You know, it's not just like Chef of the Year or Restaurant of the Year. I gravitate right towards Pastry Chef of the Year.
Something
now,
for everybody.
As part of your responsibility for, like, you know, helping run cystic fibrosis, do you, like, get access to these pastries people bring them by?
Quality control?
Yeah, it's
like
my civic duty to make sure that everything tastes good, all the drinks are good. We have built relationships with a lot of the chefs on there, and so we're fortunate enough to have them support our foundation. There's a lot out there that they could support, so we're very grateful to have them joining us at the Bonchet Awards.
It was an interesting question because, you know, you see some of these different, you know, events, and maybe there's a food component to it, or it's kind of a chef-driven event, and it'll support kind of a food-related charity or cause, you know, like, hey, let's stamp out hunger, or let's help this or that. And so it was interesting to see, and it's interesting to hear too, that kind of that organic way that it all sort of starts. Now, cystic fibrosis, you guys have done a great job on the messaging as far as letting people know that it exists. You know, it's kind of a strange word, right? A little bit of mystery involved with it. I'm familiar with it, but I'm not really sure what it is. So that would be great.
And we get that a lot because it only affects about 30,000 people in the United States. So if you don't know somebody who has the disease, chances are you've never heard of of it, or you've heard of it, but you're not quite sure what it is. So it's a genetic disease that mainly affects the lungs and pancreas. So breathing is really difficult. Some people who have CF say it's kind of like if you were to take a straw and try and breathe through it, and that's what it's like breathing all the time.
Oh, my God.
And with the pancreas, they have trouble digesting food. So there's, you know, nutritional insufficiencies, and they have a lot of digestive problems. So those are really the two ways that the disease impacts their life.
And pancreas also affects diabetics. So it's that darn pancreas.
I know. So there's a lot of people, that's one of the side effects. There's a lot of CF-related diabetes. So things that, you know, kind of snowball as people get older and with these insufficiencies, and it wears on people's bodies.
And how much are the tickets? And if you cannot make the event, can I make a donation in honor of this wonderful
event? That's very
evening?
Nice of you,
Absolutely.
Harry.
Absolutely. Thank you. We would love that. So right now the event is sold out. We offered, you know, public tickets and industry tickets to those that wanted to bring people from their kitchens to celebrate the night. But we do have another event coming up. We love food and drinking at the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Who doesn't? Come on.
So we have an event coming up February 2nd. A lot of the chefs that are being honored and nominated on Sunday, we'll be there doing tasting tables. So tickets are available for that. And they start at $350. And there's a bunch of different levels. But there's about 40 chefs that will be there doing tasting tables in different capacities. And pastry chefs will be there, too.
I know with some of the chefs have been involved in kind of supporting kids that either have the disease and kind of work together. I know you've done some different segments where they're getting involved in maybe kids that have it that are, you know, are pursuing or would like to have a career on the culinary side. They're getting them together. I think it always helps when you can have, you know, people of note or notoriety out there kind of, you know, helping to share a little bit about that. Now, it's for Harry on the sports side, is this true? This comes to mind. Was Boomer Esiason,
his son
okay, so you would know, yeah. And that's kind of where I got most of the information that I've got about it too. So it's great to have it be on the food side, something that everybody can kind of relate to, and kind of making those chefs, putting them to work, kind of supporting it.
Yeah, and they're, like I said, they're great, and we are very fortunate. So young Evie Murphy will be joining us on Sunday night. She will be handing out the awards to all of the winners, and she has cystic fibrosis. So when the chefs kind of come off stage, it's the personal connection, and they're all very excited. And so to have that personal touch and be like, she is a beautiful, vibrant young woman, and then to know that she has this terrible disease, it's impactful.
Is there a cure for it? Can it be put under control? I mean,
yeah. So we're working on the foundation's working on it. Right now, there's a control for about 50% of the population, a little bit more. So that kind of means that somebody is able to take a pill or a couple pills a day, and their lung functions have increased. They're being able to put on weight because, you know, those nutritional deficiencies are being fixed. They're having less exasperations, so less hospital stays, less doctor visits. So really great progress has been made, but again, it's only 50% of the population. So the foundation is working for a control for everybody, and then ultimately a cure. So the thought being someone would walk into a doctor's office with CF and leave without it. So that's what we're working towards.
Fingers
that's
crossed.
What we're fighting for. Yeah.
And I know after the break, we're going to go into some of the nominees and some of the chefs that are being highlighted, some of the biggest names, successful chefs and restaurants in Chicago. On the research side, if you didn't have what you guys are doing as far as, you know, some of the with the doctors and then the scientists and all that kind of stuff, is it something that's it's fatal, right? I mean, you get it. I guess you get that diagnosis when you're like a young
kid. When you're
born,
yeah.
And then, like, what's the normal life expectancy without treatment for this?
So when the foundation was started in the 1950s, kids weren't expected to live past preschool. So they mainly died from CF-related issues. So lung infections kind of being a big cause of that. Now with the research and the drugs that are on the market, the life expectancy has jumped to about 30, 40, and they say and beyond, because we have people in their 50s and 60s
that's
that are
amazing.
Living with cystic fibrosis, which is incredible.
Oh my God, that's amazing. We need to take a break, and we're visiting with Dane Neal and Sarah Evans from Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, talking about the Jean Bonchet Awards, which are sold out. But if you do want to donate money and attend another fundraiser they're having February 2nd, what's the best website to send people to?
So you can go to BoncheAwards.com. There you can make a donation, and there's also a link that'll take you to the February 2nd event.
For people like me, how do you spell that?
Sure. BANCHET. Awards, AWARDS.com.
I meant awards.
All right.
I gave you the whole thing.
Quick break, and then we're back. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder. We're with Dane Neal, 720 WGN. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder, and Dane Neal is here along with Sarah Evans from the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Now, Dane, we were talking about the Jean Blanchet Awards, which unfortunately are sold out.
Well, it's a great award presentation show here, and of course the chefs all, you know, they, I don't want to say compete, it's a friendly competition, obviously, for some great accolades that they can add to their resume, and I think add to Chicago's resume as well. But the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, a lot of those same chefs are going to be working towards another great event that's coming up on February 2nd, which, and I think the venue is really cool, second to none. Anytime you can go to an event at the Field Museum, right?
Oh,
it's something special. You got everything you know and love about the museum, all those reasons to go there. Harry, of course, you go for the ancient Egyptian and the you know, dinosaurs. And
yeah,
stuff.
Sue.
You right. Eat your appetizers off of King Tut's tomb, don't you?
Yes, I do. They are very un-Tutankhamun.
Oh my God!
Okay, you got it,
Dane. Take it
from so February 2nd is that next event. A lot of those great chefs are going to be there. This is going to be an incredible event. And Sarah, you've got for our listeners here the Bill and Wendy Show, starring Harry today, and then two tickets for that event coming up, right?
Yeah, we can offer two tickets to that event. It's going to be great. This is one of the last events, and we'll get to see Sue. They're moving her, so come and celebrate Sue. A great cause, like I said. We'll have about 40 chefs coming doing tasting tables. There'll be pastry chefs, mixologists, all you can eat and drink.
So coming up to about 20 years for the Jean Blanchet Awards and that connection that you've had with Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, a lot of great stars. You mentioned you like food and wine, food and drink at the foundation. I'm sure a lot of your fans and supporters do as well. So talk about some of the awards that are coming up and some of those great personalities that are going to be there that you're excited to meet, that you're honoring.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We kind of crafted this a little bit off of, you know, the Oscars and having presenters come and give the awards and just really a fun night to celebrate Chicago's culinary community. Have a little fun with it, poke a little fun at us. But really, this is one of the greatest food cities in the country. I mean, Food and Wine said it was number one. So we want to celebrate that. And so we have a few presenters coming to give the awards out. My favorite and who I'm most excited about, Eric LaSalle. He is currently working as a producer on the Chicago Fire, Chicago series, but is of ER fame.
Yes, you loved him on ER.
And so I'm very excited to meet him. He'll be handing out one of the awards. And then we have just a bunch of great chefs who I idolize and love. So Sarah Grunberg will be there. Curtis Duffy will be handing out an award.
Nice.
We'll be honoring Andrew Zimmerman. Just a lot of really great chefs that make this city so wonderful.
I've heard of the Blanchet Awards, but these Oscars you speak of. Will Chef Boyardee be there?
Well, maybe next year. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, when's he get the Lifetime Achievement Award, I think?
Okay, so sommelier of the year. Now, the people will joke around, sommeliers, they just get cracked all night. But, I mean, there's an art to knowing every single bottle of wine.
And what pairs well with what.
Yeah. So do you have any, like, can we wager on this? Do you have any, like, inside poop on the sommelier of the year?
I wish I had insider knowledge. We have a panel that kind of helps craft this, so it's unbiased. I have nothing to do with the selection of the nominees and the winners. I only kind of help facilitate that everything happens. But the sommelier category, I watched a couple documentaries on that, and their wealth of knowledge and kind of what they store in their brain in terms of whole catalog of a restaurant.
It's a tough
and
test.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's a tough test. That's what you get when you have a Harry Tynowitz involved, is you build in a little bit of the handicapping, right?
That's right.
In some of these awards. Don't think it's not happening.
Mixologist of the year, I got 8-5 on the young lady from Oriole.
All right. Well, this sounds like a great time, some great food. I mean, you forget that Chicago really is an amazing city for food and drink. I mean, I know it is. We live here, but we take it for granted, you know?
We do. Everybody just thinks it's deep dish pizza and Italian beef sandwiches, but there's so much more.
Not there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's not, but they run the gamut of, you know, having everything.
We wish all the nominees the best of luck at the awards coming up. And then afterwards, you will have, you know, one lucky listener is going to have, well, if they take someone with them, right? So there'll be two lucky listeners, but one winner. I'll have the opportunity to congratulate them in person coming up on February 2nd. So how do we want to give away? How do you want to do it? Is there like a lucky number for the cystic fibrosing as far as the best caller? Do you have any kind of, you know, quiz question?
Yeah, so 65 roses is kind of our backstory. So when the kids were little, they have a trouble saying cystic fibrosis. So it comes out as 65 roses. So 65 has kind of always been our number of choice. So I say let's go with that one.
All right, Jasmine, sorry. This is going to be a lot of work for you, but caller number 65 at 312-981-7200, and you will score
two tickets to the February 2nd event supporting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and it's going to have a lot of the stars and food celebrities, great chefs that are going to be involved and honored at the Jean Bonchet Awards. And what's the website for that where they can get more information on that event, who's participating?
Sure. So you can go to cffgrandchefs.com.
Very cool. I like the 65th caller. I was going to suggest best Coquille Saint-Jacques recipe. Jeez, here's my impersonation of Jasmine right now. Your caller three, your caller four. Congratulations to the 65th caller.
She will do it honestly. She's a very honest girl.
I think she just goes, no, 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 no.
Yeah. Sarah, so nice to meet you.
You too.
And
thank
good
you
luck.
So much.
Continued success with the great work you're doing.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
Dane, always a pleasure.
Always. Thank you.
All right, quick break. We'll find out who the winner is. Jasmine might be counting 65 callers from now until John Williams is on the air, but we'll get there. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.